And Andrew Bensley from Sky Racing has also been good enough to join me, because racing is still going ahead on the weekend, and you hear plenty of it on SEN as well, which is great news. Welcome to you, Benz. Great to have you on the line.
Yeah, good on you, Dwayne. Yeah, look, as everyone through the community knows, that we're dealing with so much. There's no sport, basically, and Thoroughbred Racing and the two other codes, Harness and Greyhounds, are up and about and still racing. Thankfully, last night, Dwayne, sitting on the couch at about 9:30, we got that alert that the test taken from Mark Zara regarding the virus had come back negative. So everything returns to normal today with racing.
And it is good news to have some sport up and running. There's a few people that don't think that racing should be happening because, you know, the jockeys are in close proximity, and there's a few other issues with a few other sports where they can keep their distancing, but they're not happening at the moment. But there's a lot of people, and we talk about industry shutdown. With more things that we shut down, there's more people out of work. The racing industry provides employment for a lot of people.
Yes, and a lot of money through the government as well, through the punting dollar, goes back into tax. So, and it is a large amount if we can maintain the racing. The one thing I want to mention, Dwayne, we all are dealing with it, and I'm certainly not taking away from any part of the community, but Thoroughbred Racing, Harness Racing and Greyhounds are going out of their way. For example, tomorrow with racing, the main meeting is at Bendigo. There are a number of jockey rooms that have been built. The jockeys will be spread around. They won't be sitting in the one room as they would normally do. Because there's no crowds allowed to go to these meetings, they are in a position to build, and the clubs have been able to do that, where the jockeys will have the rules that we're living under with the break between persons. And there are five or six jockeys' rooms that are built in different race clubs. So it's not the norm. The racing community endeavouring to do everything they can to maintain racing and certainly maintain the fitness and the health of all the participants.
Racing around the world, I know that we've got them, I think, racing at Warrnambool today and Muswellbrook, and I think on the Sapphire Coast as well, racing.
Yep.
And there's a lot of greyhound racing happening across Australia as well, but there's still racing overseas, I notice, at Remington in the USA. There's racing in Singapore, is that right? And Nagoya in Asia. Talk me through where other countries are still racing, if you can, Benz.
Yeah, look, every area, of course, is different. They raced last night at Vaal in South Africa, and that was, on my understanding, their last meeting for 2 to 3 weeks in South Africa. American racing continues in some parts. Santa Anita is racing over the weekend. They've made the decision in Europe where, in the last week or two, it's been very severe, and they've closed down all racing now in Ireland. Ireland closed just a couple of days ago. So Australian racing is there at the moment and being watched all around the world. For example, yesterday, Dwayne, there was only one Thoroughbred meeting anywhere in the world, basically, apart from that night meeting at Vaal for our time. There was a meeting at Narromine in the outback of New South Wales, and the turnover on that meeting was up 190% through one betting agency compared to last year. So people are still looking to have some access. There's a lot of people obviously sitting at home that are twiddling their thumbs, and they might occasionally have a punt. And as I said at the start, a lot of the money through the tax, through having a bet, goes through into taxes and into the government that will be able to maintain some money for the government as well. So Australian racing is standing there at the moment. Everything is absolutely being done by each of the controlling bodies in each of the states to be able to maintain racing and have people in work. Because, Dwayne, we've seen in recent times footballers that have, able to train at home and the like. But for a horse that might, if racing does cease in the future, and who knows, it could close at any time, but still staff would have to go and look after the horses because you just can't leave them there. You can give them feed daily, but you've still got to look after them, and people within a stable would still have to do that.
Yeah, and you don't have to gamble on it. You can. We watched the race, I think, during the spring carnival.
Yep.
For a Kit Kat. There was one Kit Kat left in the cupboard, and there were four of us that wanted it, so we all picked a horse, and whoever's horse went first past the post ended up with a Kit Kat. We shared it anyway, but that's the kind of people I am. Now, where's Bergsaker? Where's Bergsaker? We're in Sweden. It's harness racing in Sweden.
Yes, they've got that there. And in that part of the world, Dwayne, in Sweden, harness racing is their number one racing code. While we love our thoroughbreds here in this part of the world, certainly in that part, it's harness racing. And look, you look around the world, we're all impacted by the virus, but there are some areas that we're able to continue racing. You mentioned Singapore just a few minutes ago, Dwayne. They're certainly racing tonight. They've decided last night that they'll stage one race meeting a week, and that'll be Friday night. They went through, like the rest of the world, they went through SARS a few years ago. They've been able to learn a great deal from that. We went through equine influenza a few years ago, Dwayne, and certainly the racing industry have followed so many protocols out of that into what we're dealing with now. We didn't want EI, but it has helped us deal with what we're dealing with now.
Great to have you, Benz. Really appreciate you joining me. Andrew Bensley from Sky Racing. We'll keep in touch with him.